1 Timothy chapter 3. This is a true saying, if a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy bribes, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. Someone who rules his own house well, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man doesn't know how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, so he won't be lifted up with pride and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Also, he must have a good report from those who are outside, so he won't fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise, the deacons must be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy bribes, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proven, then let them use the office of a deacon if they're found blameless. Even so, their wives must be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For those who've used the office of a deacon well, purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. These things I write to you, hoping to come to you shortly. But if I don't come soon, so that you'll know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was presented in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached to the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.